Welcome to the preaching and teaching ministry of God's Church in Christ Jesus. The primary mission of this church is to preach the gospel, teach the word of God, and encourage saints to hold the testimony of Jesus. Our founder, pastor, and teacher is Bishop General Heyman. God's Church in Christ Jesus believes that Jesus is the word of God, and that every word of God is both tested and pure. Therefore, we strongly recommend that everyone chooses and uses an essentially literal or word-for-word translation written in up-to-date language, especially the New King James Version or the New American Standard Bible. You can view the scriptures for this message and read more about Bible translations at gcicjesus.org. That's gcicjesus.org.
Now, please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 2 and verse 22. Again, that's Acts 2 and 22. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus, the Nazarene, a man, attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs. Now, this is the part, very critical, which God performed through him. Most Christians don't get it. They don't get it. But they have to. They need to. They really do. You can't be a good witness if you don't know what happened. You don't know the gospel. You ain't gonna teach it or preach it. See, which God performed through him. If I had a package for you, or here, Brother Paul, would you pass this to Brother Tim, please? Okay, so, Brother Tim, I gave you that book through Brother Paul. Where'd the book come from? As far as you're concerned, you got it from Brother Paul. But if I tell you that I sent it to you, it's my book, I wanted you to have it, and you got it through or by, see, those words mean basically the same thing, very close, by and through, very close, by and through, okay, by and through. So you got it by Brother Paul. But see, people really understand it better if it's money. Now, if it's money, then they get the point. If I had a $100 bill, said, get this to Brother Tim. I passed the Brother Paul. See, you understand it. See, you understand where it came from with money. See, a lot of things we don't understand because we don't have the right kind of examples to get us to really understand it. But God wants us to really understand how important his son is. And now there's a father. Yeah, that's fine, but it shows you don't know that much. You don't know what's really going on. You're going by what somebody else saying, they don't really know what's going on. They know a little bit. They're kind of on the right track. But you know, he wants us to be sharper. He wants us to be sharper and really know. So let's read some more so we can get really sharp so we'll have the confidence. Okay. A man attested, see it says a man, attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through him. So who performed the miracles, signs, and wonders? God did it. Who did God do them through? Jesus. In your midst, just as you yourselves know, this delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God. God's behind all of that. Christ wasn't in charge. God's the head of Christ, was and is. See? Just basics. Okay, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men, ungodly men, and put to death. You killed him. This man who God worked miracles, signs, and wonders through, this man, you nailed him to a cross and killed him. This is the gospel. This is the gospel. Ain't nothing sweet. This is the gospel. Real deal. What really happened? But that's not the end of the story. See, put to death. He was dead. Jesus was dead. Christ was dead. The Christ was dead. 24th verse. But God raised him up again. What do you mean again? Well, let me tell you what he means by again. It means that before the godless men put him to death, he had life. He was able to move around. He was up, see? When you're dead, you're down. See, but God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. The important thing is, he was put to death, but God raised him up. See, now, these exact words that the Apostle Peter is using, these are not the Apostle Peter's words. These words are words that are coming as he is being inspired by the Spirit of truth that is within him. See, this is Jesus keeping his promise and saying, I am with you always. His Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, is in the Apostle Peter, is dwelling within his body. The Holy Spirit is influencing what words are coming out of his mouth. This is not a sermon that Peter sat down and wrote out and got some scriptures and put it together and say, okay, I'm going to preach on this if they ask me what's going on here. This is being inspired as he's up by the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth. And who's behind it? Jesus. This is the way Jesus wants the message to go out. These are the exact words that Jesus wants to be in these Bibles. What happened before, everything that Jesus said before that, that was then. This is the most updated, the most relevant, the most Lord Jesus back words. Because why? Because the Apostle Peter is saying this after Jesus made it clear, because the Apostle Peter was one of the men on that mountain, remember? Yeah, he was one of the ones on the mountain. A lot of people going around teaching about what's going on, they weren't on the mountain. So I don't go by what they say when it goes against what the Word of God. No, that's no question. See, they don't scare me. They don't scare me. Well, this is the way we do it. I said, well, you need to just sit down and be quiet, because number one, you don't scare me and you don't know what you're talking about, because it doesn't match up with what the Lord Jesus wanted said. So if you're going to preach the gospel, you stick with the word or stay out of my face. You know, just as simple as that, because I don't have time to play with nobody. This ain't no play thing with me. So God raised him up again, So that's very important. God perform the miracle signs and wonders through him or by him means the same thing. And also God raised him up again. That's the way Jesus wants to say it. Why? Because he has all authority in heaven and on earth. And that means over the Holy Spirit. He's the one that sent the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. So this is the way he wanted the words to come out. How am I convinced of that? The word of God. Okay. Now, next scripture is same chapter, Acts 2 and 32. Okay. 32nd verse. Very important that we really get it. Okay. This Jesus. Now, why is he saying this Jesus, the Apostle Peter still? Because there were other people named Jesus. It's not just anybody named Jesus is the Son of God. No, just this particular Jesus, the one, you know, the one who was from Nazareth. Okay. The one who God performed, you know, miracles, signs, and wonders through, and the one, the same one who was crucified. That's the Jesus the Apostle Peter's trying to make clear. That's the one I'm referring to. You know the one I'm talking about. See? It's to identify and narrow it down precisely so you know which Jesus we're talking about. So in 32nd verse, it said, this Jesus, God, raise up again. See, that's important. And what's coming to me with the word again is that he, at one time, he was up. So raise up again. It doesn't mean that another Jesus came down from heaven or God created another Jesus to take his place. See? This is the same person bodily. See, this goes to the bodily resurrection. Bodily. See? His body. He showed Thomas his body. This is the same body. I still got those prints. This is the same body. See, God raised him up again. See? God doesn't have a physical body. God is a spirit. See? So when they say, as God on the cross, I say, show me the scripture. They can't do it. So I say, go play with somebody else. Okay? Pick on somebody your own size. No, I don't play with people. I just tell them, I try to help them. Okay. This Jesus, God raise up again, to which we are all witnesses. Now, who's the all? The all could be two all, but that's not even really important. The first all that's really the most significant is that those other 11 men who are standing up with him. It's including those first. But he could also be including the other people in the place who also receive the Holy Spirit. Because they were aware of the fact that for them to receive the Holy Spirit, there's a connection between Jesus being alive and them receiving the Holy Spirit. See, they knew it. So, but at least the Apostle Peter was referring to those 11 men who are witnesses to the fact that this is the same Jesus that was dead and before that who was crucified and who was able to do these things that God worked through him. So we're all witnesses. In other words, we're testifying. We're standing up and saying this is the same Jesus, but God raised him from the dead. 33rd verse. Therefore, now the therefore is there because that 32nd verse is so important as foundation. So therefore, having been exalted, that means that when God raised them from the dead, he's already exalted Jesus to the right hand of God. Okay? And having received from the Father. See? Having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit. He has poured forth this which you both see and hear. In other words, Jesus is the one who, after receiving the Holy Spirit from the Father, Jesus is the one who has poured forth. Poured forth means to pour down. To pour down. See? Poured forth this which you both see and hear. So when you see the people, the way what they're doing, and you hear the, you know, them speaking in these different languages, and you can understand everybody, each person that's from wherever they're from can hear what's being said in their own language. So everybody is aware of what's going on. So in other words, Jesus is the one who poured forth. Now, he didn't automatically have this ability to do this, but he received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father. So the Holy Spirit wants it to be very, you know, very specific. He didn't just say God, but Father, specifying, you know, the Father. See, specifying the Father as being a superior to the Son. Because everything comes from God. Everything originates from God. God is the head of Christ. See, so in this situation, God is the one who seated Jesus at the right hand of God. And the Father is the one who gave the Holy Spirit to the Son, who is the Lord Jesus. And so Jesus, after receiving the Holy Spirit from the Father, he poured out. That means the Lord Jesus poured out the Holy Spirit. And that's the reason why things are going on. Because the same one you crucified and you killed, God exalted him up in heaven to be at the right hand of God and gave him the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is the one, you know, step by step, who poured forth his Spirit. Okay? All right. And then the 36th verse says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him, that's in the past, has made him both, and both always means the one and the other, the one and the other. Turn and tell your neighbor, both means the one and the other. That's what both always means, the same thing, no matter if it's daytime or nighttime, no matter if you live in Hong Kong or Santa Cruz. Both means the one and the other. It means two, always. So God has made him. It didn't say it will make him. God has made him. In other words, before Jesus poured forth the Holy Spirit, sometime before that, God has made him both Lord and Christ. This Jesus, see, this particular Jesus, and he identifies him even more clearly, so there's no doubt, whom you crucified. So that's very, that should be very encouraging, that God made him both Lord and Christ, that God exalted him to the right hand of God, that God gave Jesus the promise of the Holy Spirit. Jesus poured forth the Spirit. God raised Jesus up again, even though he was crucified and killed and buried. So all we need to know is keep continuing to keep our trust in Christ Jesus. Why? Because there's no one who can do us better, and there's no one who can do us worse. He's got all authority. He's going to be the judge. He's the one who God has appointed to judge all mankind, because he is the Son of Man. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, yes, the Son of Man, the Lord, the Christ, the righteous judge, the living one, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who you exalted to the highest place, that is, at your right hand. Father, we thank you for this privilege to call you Father. And we know it's only because of one person. People might get tired of me saying it, but get tired of hearing it, but I don't get tired of saying it. And Lord Jesus, I am so grateful to thank you and acknowledge you. In the message you just heard, we studied six more verses in the book of Acts, chapter 2. We studied verses 22, 23, 24, 32, 33, and 36.
Thanks for listening to the preaching and teaching ministry of God's Church in Christ Jesus. The primary mission of this church is to preach the gospel, teach the word of God, and encourage saints to hold the testimony of Jesus. If you have been blessed by this preaching and teaching, we ask that you would pray for us, contact us, and prayerfully consider making a gift to keep this ministry going strong. For more information and for additional resources from God's Church in Christ Jesus, visit us online at gcicjesus.org. That's gcicjesus.org.
It is written, therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.